You guys got anything full-time, part-time? How comfortable are you with the lowlife? So lingerie for 3 years in Newark. You're good to go. Joe Morelli skipped out on bail. 50 grand, dead or alive. I can do this.
You're out of your league.
You gotta stay sharp, Plump.
Stephanie Plump.
Vinny sent you to bring me in.
You're going down, Morelli.
You know what?
You're sexy as hell.
Good to see you, Cupcake.
Okay, here's the deal. If you're like me and any other sane American, Katherine Heigl annoys the snot out of you, and she is everything that's wrong in her new film, One for the Money. Based on Janet Ivanovich's best-selling books, Heigl plays Stephanie Plum, a tough New Jersey girl who takes a job as a bounty hunter to make ends meet. While trying to bring in an old boyfriend of hers, she stumbles on a larger murder mystery. One for the Money plays out exactly like a story from a 90s paperback book that a housewife might read on vacation. That's not a bad thing, because it has decent characters and a straightforward detective story, but the translation from book to screen erupts in eye-rolling dialogue and nonsensical plot elements. Depending on your Katherine Heigl tolerance level, One for the Money ranges all the way from excruciating to mildly entertaining Lifetime TV movie, but it has no business being a major motion picture. One for the Money gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.